Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Hello, everybody. Today is November 17th, 2023, and you're now listening to the Queen Quimo podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that good shit. Man, what the fuck is good, y'all? What's up? I hope y'all had a great week. I had a busy week, but it's been a great week overall, so I'm just happy to be here, man, and I just want to thank God. I want to take a moment to thank God. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done for me, for all that you brought me through. I thank you for allowing me to be able to speak and to be free and to be in a place of healing, Lord. I thank you for all of the things you've helped me overcome, Lord. I thank you for the people that's listening to this podcast. And Lord, I just am so grateful. I'm so grateful. I cannot thank you enough for the goodness that you've put out into the universe. And for the goodness that you've allowed me to experience, Lord, for the abundance and the abundance mindset that you blessed me with, Lord, I thank you. Y'all, I don't think we say thank you enough. I don't think we express enough gratitude. I don't think we tell people thank you enough and we sincerely mean it. I don't think we thank ourselves enough. I think that we think that what we do on a day-to-day basis is normal and basic. And we look for others to give us validation and approval, and we never give it to ourselves. We never give it to ourselves. So today, I want whoever is listening to this, I want you to thank yourself today. I want you to look in the mirror and kiss and hug and rub on yourself today. Get butt ass naked. Look at your body, butt ass motherfucking naked. Love, compliment, and appreciate your fucking self today, every day, till you die. We don't give ourselves enough praise. We don't give ourselves enough love. We just do not trust ourselves enough. And I think that is a lot of the problems in relationships and even with sickness and illnesses. I think a lot of that shit is brought on because of the lack of love and appreciation we have for ourselves. Yeah, I think that's very important. So, of course, thank God. Thank God, number one, you wake up in the morning, you thank the creator, you know, and I don't think we give him enough props for the shit that he do for us every day. Like, first of all, the moment that you open your motherfucking eyes, every day is like a lit-ass Tubi movie. I don't know about y'all life, but my life, every day that I open my eyes, I feel like it's just a lit-ass Tubi movie or Friday or like a good-ass hood classic. The spiritual version. You feel me? The spiritual Friday. Every day I open my eyes, that's how the fuck I feel. I never know the surprises that I'm finna be faced with for the day. I never know the excitement I'ma have for the day. Every day that I open my eyes, I get the first row seat to a fucking good-ass Tubi movie. Thank you, Lord. Every day you get up and you can open your eyes and you can see. People cannot see. We take so much shit for granted. We just don't be thankful. We just so unappreciative. We don't thank others. We don't thank ourselves. We don't thank God. I don't like that. I don't like that. So since I don't like that, I'm changing that about myself. And I'm wanting to be more thankful. I want to be more thankful to God. I want to be more thankful to people in my life. And I want to even be thankful to y'all, to you people listening to me on this podcast. Shout out to y'all. Y'all do not have to fucking listen to me. Y'all don't have to listen to my podcast. Everybody busy. People got stuff going on in their life. Thank y'all for taking the time out of your day to listen to my podcast. Thank y'all for taking the time out of y'all day to give me feedback about a podcast. Last week, I opened up to y'all about a lot of personal shit that was happening in my life. And I'm still healing from that. I'm still healing from the breakups. I'm still healing from the miscarriages. I'm still healing from the losses that I've experienced, on top of the losses that I'm still going through now. And as I heal, though, I'm learning to be more grateful. And when I'm starting to be more grateful, I'm starting to look at things that it's not in a negative sense. Like, it wasn't a loss. It wasn't a loss. It was a removal. It was a removal. When we say, oh, man, I lost that. No, I removed that. This happened to me. No, this happened for me. You know, as I'm transitioning, as I'm learning, I'm seeing how everything is happening for me and nothing is happening to me. Nothing. Everything is happening for me. Even the things that I don't like, even the betrayal that I went through, even the things that I've done to betray others, it's all happening for me. It's what didn't work out, always work out. It's always working out. It's always working out. So thank y'all for people like y'all reaching out, telling me the episode helped and, you know, it was relatable. I'm so grateful that it was relatable because it was all true. It was all true, and it wasn't easy for me to talk about. And it's not easy for me to shift my mindset every day, but I make that choice to do so. And because I'm making that choice to do so, it is getting easier. It is getting easier, you know. So thank y'all. Thank y'all for listening to me and not judging me. Thank y'all for listening to me and feeling inspired. I appreciate that. All praise be to God. Because that's the goal. If I can help somebody with what the fuck they feel like they going through, knowing that I've been through it, knowing that I'm still going through it, man, all praise be to God. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Like, I'm just forever grateful, man. I'm forever grateful. I'm forever grateful. And I think before, though, I wasn't forever grateful. I was always grateful when things was going my way. Then when things was not going my way, I didn't have the same amount of grace or gratefulness that I should have towards others or towards myself. Or towards myself. So as I'm healing, I do share my journey with y'all. I am being transparent about what's going on in my life. Even the shit that's hard and difficult for me to talk about, I don't mind talking about it because I know God is leading me through this, and He hasn't me doing this. He hasn't me doing this. He has me doing this. He has me doing this. You know, pain and purpose, baby, go hand in hand. He has me doing this. You know, we don't realize sometimes how God really making everything work out for you. And that nothing is happening to you, it's happening for you. And a lot of stuff that's happening to you is things you're attracting to yourself because you don't want to see that things are happening for you. You don't want to accept that. It's hard to accept things that you don't want to be honest with yourself about. You know? So I try to be honest about where I am and who I am. You know, I'm not perfect. I be fucking up. I be learning every single day. Like I said, I done did a lot of shit too. I done a lot of shit too. So I never get on this motherfucker and act like I'm just innocent and everybody just do me so wrong. No, but I have eyes and ears now that go with positivity and realistically about what the fuck be going on. And I'm kind of fucked up right now, but y'all get what I'm saying. I'm open and honest about what's going on. Like, no matter what's going on, whether I'm in a right and wrong, I'm open and honest about what's going on. It's because I feel like I've been called to do so. I've been called to do so. So all praise be God, man. So since we on the subject of gratitude, let's just talk about how we can express more gratitude in the world and like why it's important. Me personally, I notice that when I'm more grateful, I'm in a better mood. I notice that when I'm more grateful, more things for me to be grateful for happen in my life. I notice that when I'm having a gratitude, like a moment of gratitude, that I'm more peaceful, I'm more calm. I don't have a lot of chaos in my life. And it just personally has helped me just have just a great life. As I'm learning to be more like grateful, I'm learning that like it really is beneficial for me to be more grateful. So one of the ways you can start practicing being more or being more expressive with gratitude, take care of your body. You know, I've been talking about that the last episode. I'm gonna talk about it again this episode. Take care of your body. Work out. Go to the gym. Try to eat a little bit better. Do some yoga. Do some stretches, period. Just get your body moving. Get your blood pumping. Get those toxins out your body. And just take care of your body. When you feel good about your body and you taking care of your body, you start moving differently. And I ain't going to lie to you, like me personally, I never used to work out. Like, well, let me not say that. I used to on and off workout, but it wasn't like a daily practice for me. It wasn't a daily practice for me. Now that I work out and it's a daily practice for me, number one, I like how I look in the mirror now. It's like shit starting to curve up and feel nice. And, you know, it just makes me feel more confident. Number two, I'm able to move a lot better than what I used to. I'm able to fit things I was never able to fit. You know, you just start feeling good. So take care of your body. Take care of your health. Eat better. You know, go for walks. Do what you need to do. Take care of your house. Take care of your house. Like, people don't know that is very much important. Like, very much important with being grateful. Take care of your fucking house. Clean your house. If you got a nasty, disgusting ass house, then you're wondering why you're feeling nasty and disgusting. It's probably because you got a nasty, disgusting ass house. And I hate to say it like that, but I'm saying it straight like that, because get the fuck up and clean your house and organize and declutter. You feel much better. You feel much better. Like, even that, take care of things that you have. Take care of the things that you had. Clean your house. Clean your car. Clean up. Take care of your shit. Be nicer to your loved ones. You know, be nicer to your pets. Or if you don't have a pet, maybe you should get a pet. I ain't gonna lie to you. Blanco, those of you know me know my dog Blanco. Man, Blanco go everywhere I motherfucking go. Like, when I got Blanco, I was going through a very, very hard time. Man, I was going through that breakup. I was just motherfucking miserable. That dog made me get up out the bed, man. You gotta take your dog on a walk. You gotta feed your dog, you know, like, and they just know, like, they just so good when it comes to emotional support. Get a pet. Get a pet. It just makes you more responsible. Like, you know, that really, I feel like, jumped me into getting active was Blanco, because I had to walk him every day. And this nigga is 76 pounds, and he a pit bull, and he bad as fuck. So just having to be active with him and be engaging with him and be attentive to him have made me have much more appreciation, not just for him, but for all animals, even in the neighborhood. Like, shit, I'll be out here trying to look out for the neighborhood cats. We got chickens over here. We got all type of animals in my neighborhood. I love them all. I love them all. If I can, I feed them all. I try not to feed them as much because my dog is not good with other animals. But, yeah. Other things you can do to just express gratitude, man. Go outside. Go for a walk. Just appreciate. And I try to do that often. When I walk my dog, man, I try my hardest not to even get on my phone at all. Like, majority of the time, I'm not going to lie, I don't get on my phone when I walk my dog. That's just not going to happen because I really just try to take notice of my neighborhood and the trees and the grass and the birds. And just, like I said, every day it's like a little lit, little Tubi movie. So just start paying attention to your surroundings and show some appreciation to your surroundings, man. Be grateful, like, as much as you can be grateful, you know. Shit, smell coffee. You know, smell anything aromatherapy. I'm a big aromatherapy type person. Candles, incense, oils, body butter, shampoos, you know. I like scents. I like smelling things. It makes me feel good. And the reason why you should be expressing more gratitude, because gratitude makes you feel good. When you feel good, you do good. When you're feeling good, you attract good things, like literally, you know. So you have to find a way to keep yourself on a high vibrating level. And gratitude is one of the ways you could do that. And these examples that I'm giving y'all is small ways to start trying to find appreciation in life and the things that we just really just take for granted. We take shit for granted until we go to jail or something happened to us and we can't do it no more. Then we'll be wishing we could do just the simple little things. While you are able to do the simple little things, do them. Clean your house. Take your pet on a walk. Eat better. Work out. You know, smell some motherfucking coffee. Some roses. Some flowers. You know. You know, it don't take much to be grateful. Be nice to your neighbors. When you go to Aldi's, well, look, I go to Aldi's. But when you go to Aldi's, you know, don't be trying to be so thirsty for that motherfucking quarter. Keep that quarter in that damn cart and get a cart to somebody else. Because you know somebody need a damn quart. You know somebody else ain't got no quarter. Yeah, you know, just be nice. It ain't hard to be nice. Be nice. You know, find ways to just be appreciative. It don't have to be much, you know. And you know what else you can do if you're just struggling with things to be grateful for? Man, you can always write a letter of the things that you're grateful for. You can always write a letter counting all of your blessings. If you start feeling down and you're depressed and you just don't even know where to begin, that's a good way to begin, just writing down the things that you had to be grateful for. A little gratitude journal. It's helpful. It's helpful. You know, you are also doing what you're doing right now will help you with gratitude. Listen, find something to listen to. Good podcasts, audio books, a motivational speaker, you know, a loved one. Using your active listening skills is just a good way to show gratitude. Listening. That's a conscious effort to just really just taking a moment to just try to hear somebody else or being more like accepting of other people. You know, it's helpful. But yeah, man, you don't got to do much, man. Just be grateful. Find reasons to be grateful. Find reasons to express gratitude. Say thank you more often. Stop feeling like you just owe some shit or just like shit just supposed to happen for you. Nah, because shit don't got to happen for you. But because it does happen for you, you should be grateful. You should be grateful for the things that have happened to you. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man. I didn't realize how much I lacked gratitude. I promise. I didn't realize it. But honey, now that I'm consciously aware of the importance of just being grateful, and just going through so many hard times, just really learning to appreciate the good times or the times that things are just going, just going. Shit. Well, you can't even call if it's bad or good. I'm even appreciative of them days, you know, because, man, just the lack of appreciation and the lack of feeling grateful. I remember attracting so much more disasters and catastrophes into my fucking life. And the more that I choose to be conscious about how I feel and to be conscious about what I choose to think about and be conscious about making sure I'm thanking others, you know, and making sure I'm even thanking myself and even thanking my body, like ways that you can even tell your body thank you. A good workout is telling your body thank you for waking you up in the morning and protecting you from your immune system and you staying away from fuck boys and fuck girls. Your body is saying thank you, especially women. Your pH balance is saying thank you for getting rid of motherfuckers that's not bringing you no good into your vagina's environment. It's a lot of ways you can say thank you. You say thank you to your body by a good workout. You can say thankful to your body by making sure you're not putting no drugs and alcohol into your body. You can say thank you to your body by giving it some fruits and vegetables. You can say thank you to your body and just looking in the mirror, looking into your eyes and saying thank you. You know, everybody likes to hear thank you sometimes. So you should even tell yourself thank you. Not just making sure you're showing gratitude to others, show some gratitude to your body, to your mind, to your spirit. You know, I ain't gonna keep beating this over there, horse. That's all I really got to say today. I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here, y'all. I can't even hold you. I was gonna do a whole nother episode, but I felt like I was supposed to say this today, is that we should be more grateful. We should be expressing more gratitude to God. We should be expressing more gratitude to our bodies. We should be expressing more gratitude to the universe. We should be giving back to the universe. And one of the ways you could give back to the universe, because we always demanding of it, and we always trying to ask God for things, and we always demanding of what we want, but we don't even want to put in the work to be a decent human being to give back to the universe. That's how you could get back. Be a decent human being. Move with love and good intentions. Take care of your body. Take care of your environment. Do something for somebody else just because you can. We can do more of that. We can change that, you know? So be intentional today about being gracious. Gracias. Gratitude. Thank you. That's all we gotta do. Be more grateful. That's all. We can give back. We can give back some gratitude. All of the things we receive, the least we could give back is some gratitude. I'm grateful for many things in my life that bring me joy and comfort. I'm grateful and appreciative of my body, my spirit, my mind. I trust that what's meant for me is already mine, regardless of how and when it is, it's just mine. I'm worthy of beautiful endings and exciting beginnings. I allow my voice to be heard, my thoughts to be expressed, and my vision to be seen. I'm open to things working out for me, and I'm open to receiving abundance. I'm open to connecting with my higher self. I'm eternally grateful for all of the blessings I have in my life. I'm happy and I'm grateful for everything that I have and everything that I receive daily. I constantly remind myself to enjoy all of the good things that I have in my life right now. I express deep appreciation for small steps that I achieve each day. With every breath that I take, I'm bringing more and more gratitude into my life. Today, I will concentrate on taking one step forward. No matter how small or how big, I will take a step forward each day. My life is meaningful and important, and I'm valuable and I'm a contributor to the greater good. All praise be to God. If y'all been looking for some affirmations to listen to, hopefully those will help y'all. I love y'all.